Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, the interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. And today it is with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, as is on a Monday. The date today is the 17th of Dhul Hijjah, 1445. It is corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 24th of June, 2024. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is Islam will prevail. Mufti Saab, we speak on behalf of the Muslims. We have witnessed a lot of blood being spilled just for being Muslim. Apart from the Mujahideen and few others, the rest in the world feel like they are eaten up by the West. Mufti Saab, how will Islam prevail?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To study this topic, one has to go to the past and to the history. Let us see, history don't mean what is man-made. What is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Let's go before Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam and Eve, Sayyida Hawa were transferred here to this world. In Jannah and Paradise already, there was conflict. One side was Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. On the other side was Iblis. So you have the forces of truth and you have the forces of evil. And that what you see, that was a small example compared to what we're seeing now in this world. Yeah? So that's like the micro, and today you see the macro. And then Nabi Adam alayhi salam's own sons, the first murder took place, and all this enshrined in the noble Quran. Qabil killed his brother, murdered him, committed homicide with Habil, you know. Then you see all the prophets and messengers, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and the Pharaoh, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and Namrud, and of the prophets, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, all of them, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, how the Jews, they tried to assassinate him, and so forth and so on. So all that continued. So why do we say Islam will prevail? Why? You see, human being is the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Almighty Allah gave him fitra, one natural system. You see, a person's son, daughter passes away, they cry. So in all religions, they feel very sad, you know, my beloved son, my beautiful daughter has passed on and so forth. So that is some natural phenomenon. So when you study Islam without a jaundiced eye, you will find that Islam is what? It is fitra. Fitratullahi lati fatara an-nasa alayha. Exactly, if you look at your own natural system, you will find that Islam is the magnet for all times, all places, and so forth. So that's one. See, if you want to study Islam, we are now here in this house. We got upstairs, we got downstairs. Upstairs is the house, but downstairs is the studio. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Hada rahmatu bi Rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Obviously, we have to thank the Capital Group and Bhutti Ghani and the Ghani family and so forth. So that is as far as we go here. Now, let us go further. So when you have a structure, then you have a foundation. So our foundation in Islam is our belief system. This morning, a non-Muslim said in our program that, you know, it's almost a year, he said. I told him it's about 9 months. Anyway, that you see that the Americans and Israelis and them are trying their level best, but they can't beat them. Just few thousand fighters, Hamas, Palestinians. So he said, non-Muslim, it seems that God's help is with them. I said, 100%. So chapter 47 verse 7, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you believe, that 89 different places this has been mentioned in the Quran. In tansurullah, if you help the deen of Almighty Allah, with sincerely, devotedly, dedication, then yansurkum, Allah's unseen help will come, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, will keep you steadfast. You see the jutlas in the past few weeks and months, 500,000 ran away from Israel. Ben Gurion Airport very busy because they know that they are on the guilty side in their failures. So Muslim, look at our foundation and we have to reinforce that foundation. There's no place for Shia Azam, Qadiani Azam, Aga Khani and all those people who are astray and non-Muslim and so forth. So that's our foundation. Then you go to the first wall, is our ibadat, our acts of worship, our salat, our fasting and our hajj and all these things. So you go to the second wall, is mu'ashara. How do we interact with people, our wives, our students, our employees, our children, our non-Muslim neighbors, all these type of things. So all that you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Thereafter, your third wall, and that is that your mu'amalat, that is, you must remember, our business dealings. When it comes to business people, today are ruthless. Remember that they won't think twice of taking a person to court or what have you and so forth. And they will charge him exorbitant amount and so, because the man, you must remember, defaulted or whatever the case might be. So we must remember that that is where Islam comes in. And your last and final wall is our akhlaq, our character, our morals, our manners and so forth and so on. People are not interested how much zakat we gave, how many rakat salat we have. So how do we, you understand, present ourselves to them? What is our nature? And then you got the foundation, you got the four walls. Now whether you want to make it double story, triple story, you want to make it 100 story, is all up to you. And that is amal. How much do we want to practice on it? You see? So once we understood that, Buniya al-Islam wa la khamsin, so you see Buniya. So Buniya also is telling you tashbih, remember similarity with the structure and a building. That's one side we must know. So Islam is the only religion that is deenun kamilun and nizamu hayatin. It is a complete, comprehensive religion and it is for our day-to-day life, how we carry on ourselves and so forth and so on. Second one, if you look at the Quran Sharif, who is Almighty Allah? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Allah is the nur, the radiance, the effulgence on this earth. Then Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala tells us about Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You are the nur, now you must take the people out from the darknesses which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and radiance of Islam. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. That nur there refers to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran Sharif, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. Every verse in the Quran is nur. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. O Muslim, O Muslima, brothers, sister, young, old, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ بِرَبِّ. Whoever Allah open our hearts, our bosom, the nur, the radiance is entering. So when we beg Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So remember, in life, we all want to do something better, from dim lights to park lights, then we go to park light to bright lights, and then to intelligent lights and fog lights and what. So that is only the sole prerogative of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, that He gives hidayat, guidance to whomsoever He wishes. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabt. You, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you could not give guidance to your uncle Abu Talib. Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. But Allah will give to whomsoever He wishes. You see that? So now, when we see the modern day world, we see this conflict. Now it's so apparent. Surah 61, verse 8. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah biafwahim. They are aimed, these enemies of humanity and so forth. And these people, remember that, you know, that they are more expediency. They just feel, well, let's do what is right now, make more money. So Islam rejects that totally. You must remember that. Islam is based on that nur, on that radiance, on that effulgence and so forth. So now when you have that nur, now we must present it to the world. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah was asked, what is the definition of this nur? So he translated it and explained it, Az-zahiru li nafsihi wal-muzhir li ghayrihi. What a beautiful explanation. And it will resonate with us. When we have load shedding, Allah forbid, we ignite one candle. With that one candle, we ignite another 5-10 candles. So Muslim, how many candles, how many people's hearts are you going to touch? You see? So Surah 61 verse 8, this clarifies everything. Yuriduna, their intention, the non-Muslims now and in the future, liyutfi'u nur Allah. They want to extinguish the nur and the radiance of Almighty Allah. So with their mouths and their media and so forth. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. And Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So will let this nur of Islam prevail throughout the whole world. Whether the non-Muslims, they love it or they hate it or whatever. So with Almighty Allah announce and say that Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Allah will complete this nur. So Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. Wallahu kariyal kafirun. Even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So this is what we should do and understand. Islam does not want us to suffer from the inferiority complex. Islam does not want us to suffer that and say West is the best and white is right. Nay. We say this is a beautiful example Allah has given. Apply this example and see. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَهَذَبُ جُفَاءَ. You look at the ocean in Mauritius, here in Durban, Cape Town, Port Elizabeth, East London, wherever. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذَبُ جُفَاءَ. So that the bubble, it will come on top. Capitalism, democracy, social business, so it will come on top. But then, فَيَذَبُ جُفَاءَ. So it disappears and is gone dry, you see. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. But me and you, we must not become the bubble and the foam. We must become the water. So how water quenches the thirst, take the water of Islam and then present it to the world. كَذَلِكَ يَدِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. So in that way there, so Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that how we can spread this haqq and haqqaniyat and not get, you must remember, that confused and all that worth. You know that today what is happening, Muslims also, that they want to become Muslim, but remember they look at what is their commission, what is their percentage, or no. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So Allah will preserve and let it increase the nur and radiance. So, and thereafter, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So thousands of people embrace Islam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
Mufti Sahib, many of the Muslims of South Africa are also fearing with this coalition what is going to happen to Islam in South Africa. Mufti Sahib, what's Mufti Sahib's vision on this?
Everything, you must remember that, you know, yesterday I went here to ShopRite. I saw 2-3 things. But my habit is, because when you enter ShopRite here, Signet, so first thing you will see all the newspapers. So I just tell you 3 newspapers, what they had in the headline. Sunday Times said about the DA. The DA says that they are Stian Hayes. He must become the deputy president. You see? Then they had the Sunday World. I'm just speaking of the first page. I didn't open inside. This is the first page, the headlines. They had there that government of national unity might even collapse. How come? Because La Sufi is not Dam Sufi Waliullah, La Sufi, this premier of Gauteng. So he, in his aim, he wanted the executive must be ANC or this guy, but no DA members. So obviously they were up in arms. So they spoke to Cyril and the senior guys and said, how can you have this? Our agreement is on, you must remember, that you know that I'm a proportional representation, meaning how many seats you want, so that amount of people will be inside and, you know, helping and what have you and so forth. So that is how they try to explain it. But the point is, yeah, so he is very, very upset with the DA and their policies and so forth. So that is now the premier, the Sufi. So he marginalized them. So they complained to Luthuli House, the headquarters, to Saral and all the big guys. So they said, no. They told Luthuli, this guy, the Sufi, you can't do like that because we have an agreement. The agreement is proportional representation. So then the analyst, one guy writes, he says, that the DA has outsmarted and outmaneuvered the ANC. So, in that way, So remember that you see that they have outmaneuvered and out, you understand, taught them that and so forth. For who? For these people, yeah, that is this ANC, the DA has outmaneuvered them. And then if you go further, that the citizen was there, citizen of Saturday, you know. So that was yesterday now. So Saturday they had, they say OTA, O-U-T-A, say that the government are crazy. We want these guns and these licenses and all that, you know, or driving license, whatever it is. So it should not be 5 years, it should be 10 years. Once in 10 years you can test us and that. But they sticking to their guns, you know, so they say, no, it must be 5 years. Why? Because people's eyesight goes weak and so forth and so on. So if you use that as an example, what they did, so then you can't like promulgate any laws, because you must remember that everything will be done according to their whims and fancies. So it can work out very well. You must remember, if people who are in the higher, you know, post and so forth are held accountable, so these smaller parties become the checks and balances, you see. So that will be good. But it doesn't work. That's good in theory. But in practice, they'll tell them, you keep quiet, we'll give you some post here, we'll give you some post here. So you see. You see, it's not only ministers and deputies. At the bottom, they got 101 committees. You must see, I give you one example. You must remember, this is a very, very good example. You must see, you see Zuma, Jacob Zuma, President Jacob Zuma. I like to call him President.
Six times more hydration than you, Neutrogena.
You must remember of, you must remember of the MK party, the Zuma. And if you study his profile, his history, there in Robben Island, he was the grandmaster in chess. Nobody could beat him. No Mandela, no Katrada, no Sisulu. Nobody could beat him. He knew how to play, you understand? So what the thing he did, he said, Cyril, you must get out. Then I'll come inside. You stay there, then I'm going to the opposition benches. First thing, because you'll cook the elections, he says. So now we go, gave us 45% in Natal. We know we got more than 50%. We're outright winners. All that is history. Now there will be court cases, all that. So who he brings in? Who he brings in as the chief whip? And he'll be the main guy of MK. There, you must remember, in parliament, because Zuma can't come into parliament. They'll say he got criminal record and all. So you must remember Judge Slopey. Judge Slopey, you must remember, is a graduate. He studied in Cambridge. He did this, he did this. He's not a foolish guy, very intelligent guy. And now, first time in South African history, democratic South African history, that a judge was impeached. They got rid of him. Now he'll be sitting in that committee. What he will do with these other guys? You know, some of them will be under him. So you must, it was a very smart move, strategic move, you see. So if he puts guys like that, then remember, a lot of things will happen, you must remember. So therefore, they're begging EFF, they're begging MK to join the government, but they say, no, you got DA there, you got this guy here, this guy, and you ANC also, you're corrupt. Zizi Kodwa was guilty on corruption, but now Tuesday, tomorrow, he and the 58 members of Zuma's party will be taking an oath and so forth and so on. So that is what we need to understand. If everybody just sticks to their mandate, and they stick to that, then it can become very good, the GNU. But if everybody says, Ana wala ghiri, is me, and you know, that my party or my organization or whatever, then remember, it will be toxic, like, you know, it won't last. You know, marriage of convenience is not a long time thing also. It's a short term thing, you know. So we hope and pray. We had government of national unity. I don't know if you remember that. Mandela was a president. Western Cape that time, you must remember, went to the DA, to not the DA, it went to the Nationalist Party, the Klerk and them, you must remember. And Natal went to IFP. If you look at it now, it's very similar. IFP is their premier in Durban, you see, KwaZulu Natal. If you go Cape, it's DA, so you must remember that. So the other seven, then you got here, that Northern Cape and Gauteng, you got what? That hung parliament, you see, or hung executive, whatever. So you must, it means nobody was outright winner, like that. So it's only five provinces where the ANC were outright winner. So it means that their role now is getting marginalized. People are getting fed up, you know. that you promise us this, promise us this. So when we wake up and we see that everything remains the same, that the promise you didn't fulfill. So therefore people don't want to, you know, have confidence in these people because of all their shenanigans of the past and so forth.
Islam will prevail. We see Netanyahu is saying that he's going to turn his attention to Lebanon's Hezbollah. Is this another way of saying that he's ending the genocide?
Remember that he's on his way out already. Because majority of the Israelis, the one team yesterday on their own TV, he said, I'll continue this war. And he said that I'll never allow a Palestinian state. And he said that I want to finish up Hamas. The more he tries to finish up Hamas, the more his resistance is giving to them. He's giving them more impetus. And he's a stupid guy, you know. So, but that is how Allah makes them foolish, you know, and this type of thing. The biggest serial liar in the history of Israel. Now, good thing you asked that question. Now the news is breaking. I think I sent it to you also and to the news guy. Now they are in talks. You need to understand this here properly. Iran, we know, is Shia. This side here is Taliban. Taliban and Iran are negotiating. You must allow us into Lebanon. We want to be part there. And once Israel starts attacking Hezbollah and it goes into a larger scale, we will be there, and from there we want to go into Gaza. So it's a very big thing. You know, when we were studying in Karachi, 74, 75, all that, you understand, Hazrat Bin Nuri passed away 77. So the question came about to make the Qadianis kuffar. So Hazrat Bin Nuri Rahimullah was made the Qaid, the Ra'is. They took every party. Whether it was the Shias or the Maududis or this party, that party, Barelvi, Diobandi, Tabliki, whatever you want to call. Everybody came. And the one thing only we must have, we must be united against them. Against who? The Qadianis. On 7 September, remember that date always. 7 September 1974, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto went on TV, radio, all, and said that you must remember that Qadianis are Qalliyat and non-Muslim. And that was the barakah of Hazrat Yusuf bin Nuri, Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah. You see that? So sometime you must remember, you have to look at things. If I ask you, Mawzahid, a question, who you think is a better neighbor for Afghanistan, Pakistan or Iran? What you will say?
In this aspect, Iran.
Now.
Iran.
Who you think is a better neighbor?
Iran.
Because Pakistan, you must remember, are Chamcha's one way of America. They want to bring about, to destabilize Afghanistan and the Taliban and so forth. Because why? Because why did you beat America? And you know, Pakistani politicians, I won't say all, but majority, you just give them money and they'll do your dirty work. You see, that's how they operate, how they got rid of Imran Khan. And that. So you must remember, so Iran is giving them a lot of assistance even now for Afghanistan, whether it's the oil, whether it's the water, whether it's other things and all these kind of things there. So it's a win-win situation, besides the belief structure, you understand, on their day-to-day affairs. So they feel, let us look at the greater good. Whether we agree, don't agree, that's a separate issue. But I'm speaking on the Taliban side now. They feel that, yeah, the Ummah, its whole survival. We must be very naive to think that this Israel-American war is against Palestine. It's a war against Islam, you must remember. So they say, we will never mind go into alliance and into, you understand, agreement and all that with who? With this Hezbollah, and we know they are Shia. But we can, if we stand together, defeat Israel and help our brothers and sisters and children in Gaza al-Mubarakah. So that is what joins the two of them together and so forth. We hope, because we know Shia's history always is, that they are with the Sunnis for a little while and then they stab them in the back. So we hope this time they don't stab them, but they go and, you know, they unite for the greater good, as they said. So then it'll be a good thing, but we must be very, very clear that the Shias, all these things happening, does not make them Muslim. They still remain non-Muslim, you know. But you have to look at it from strategically, from the worldly point of view, that if they join with Taliban, it becomes a very formidable force. And the Taliban spokesman said that they left billions and billions of stuff behind, the helicopters and this vehicle and the arms and ammunition and so forth. So they will look for all that, and then inshallah they will take on this jutlas and fight them also, irrespective of which country they are hiding and so forth.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.